Welcome to Christian News in Focus, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church. Your host is Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis of news and current events from a biblical worldview. Here with this week's edition of Christian News in Focus is Chris Long.
And welcome to this edition of Christian News in Focus. I am your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Today on today's program, we have with us Gordon James Klingenschmidt, the former Navy chaplain, if you'll remember, who was court-martialed for praying in Jesus' name. And he's a great friend of this organization, and we're welcoming him to the program today to talk about the ongoing discriminations that Christians face in the public square and throughout America. And we're going to talk about some key cases today and, of course, what's happening in the military now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed. And so welcome with me again is now Dr. Klingenschmidt. Doctor, welcome to the program.
God bless you, Chris, and God bless your listeners in Jesus' name. Can I say that on your show?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I was vindicated by the U.S. Congress in 2006 when Congress changed the law and said now it's okay for chaplains to pray in Jesus' name. They reversed the same bad policy that I was punished for, and I have you and your listeners to thank for that. Many of you signed petitions for military chaplains' rights, and we won the war, even though it cost me my career.
Well, and thank you for standing up for the cause of Christ in our military. You know, it goes back to the first act of President George Washington when he was General Washington and he was in New York and he first received word that the Declaration of Independence had been signed by the Continental Congress and they had sent him the Declaration of Independence. He had it read to his troops that day, and on that same day, July 9th of that year, he then commissioned chaplains to minister to the troops. And I love that because that's my birthday is July 9th, and I always like to see something significant in history that took place. And so General Washington, after having his troops here, the Declaration of Independence commissioned chaplains. And so that's where the chaplaincy began in this country, ministering to our troops. And thank you, Chaplain, for your time in the U.S. Navy and servicing our troops. And you were commended many times over for, and you were recognized for distinction in your career, and it was only unfortunate that really by an act of bigotry by some superiors that said that you could no longer pray a sectarian prayer in Jesus' name, which is really against our First Amendment rights, is it not?
Well, you're right, and that was the Navy policy, SecNav Instruction 1730.7C, the same policy that was enforced in my court-martial, and the judge wrote that I was guilty of worshiping in public in my uniform. You can't do that outside of Sunday chapel, he said. But that's the opposite of what General George Washington said. On July 9th, as you said, 1776, when he stood in front of the troops and appointed chaplains to be military officers, he also said that any soldier who disrespects the chaplain or misbehaves in church should be court-martialed by order of General George Washington for disrespecting the chaplain. But at the same time now, 200 years later, everything's upside down and we're court-martialing the chaplain because he dares to pray in Jesus' name in his uniform in the wrong place at the wrong time. They've disrespected the First Amendment and now we need to fight back. Thank God they did change the law. We have restored free speech for military chaplains in some manner. At least they rescinded the bad policy. But this year, Congressman Walter Jones, my friend from North Carolina, has introduced H.R. 343, which is a new bill that would permanently give chaplains the right to close their prayer according to the dictates of their conscience if they're outside of a Sunday chapel. So I encourage people to call their legislators and get them to co-sponsor H.R. 343. And we have a petition to do that on our website, prayinjesusname.org. I have people sign that petition today.
Well, absolutely, Chaplain. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to put that up on the OCA website and make links to it as well and draw attention on our Facebook page. That's Congressman Walter Jones. Where is his district?
He's in North Carolina. I've spoken at some rallies on his behalf, but he defended me more than any other congressman. Walter Jones defended me and, of course, Senator James Inhofe from Oklahoma, the two most outspoken Christian conservatives in Congress about this issue for military chaplains. But the chaplains today are also under fire because of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The Obama administration has specifically now begun persecuting, and there's a bad Pentagon policy written by a lawyer named Jay Johnson, who's the pro-homosexual lawyer in the Pentagon, if you want to label him that, who has now stated that chapel buildings must be used for gay weddings in all 50 states. Whether it's a Catholic chapel or a Protestant chapel, it doesn't matter. The chapel building must be open for a homosexual wedding. So even in states where it's illegal, like Ohio, it's still, you know, homosexual marriage is not legal in the state of Ohio. But if you're on a military base, they're saying that's federal property, and therefore it's open for homosexual weddings. Well, forget about the fact that 1996 Defense of Marriage Act bans gay weddings on federal property, but they're violating this, and they're saying the chaplain must turn over the keys to his chapel building, must surrender the Christian altar for acts of sodomy to desecrate that Christian altar, because it's a military base. I don't think that's right, and we need to defend that.
Well, absolutely. And, chaps, this is really breaking news here again on Christian News in Focus. I'm your host, Chris Long, and with me on the phone is former Navy chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, now Dr. Klingenschmidt, and continuing with his quest for religious freedom across our nation. In PrayInJesusName.org is the website. And, chaplain, let's talk about this new occurrence. Now, who is this a... is this an executive order? How did this come down? How did this policy, how are they pushing this?
It's not an executive order signed by the president himself, but he is hand-selected this attorney who's in the personnel department there in the Pentagon. Jay Johnson is spelled J-E-H. He has an unusual spelling of his first name. But he has written this policy. It's been out for, I want to say 6 months, maybe a year now, that chapel buildings must be used for sort of interfaith services. Now, even a lot of chaplains are resisting this, especially the Roman Catholic chaplains. Like, for example, at West Point, the Catholic chaplains have said, not only no, but heavens no, you're not going to have gay weddings in our Catholic building, because that church building, more often than not, is actually supported by private donations. It's supported, even attended by civilians who come from the community to worship with the soldiers. And because the soldiers have a religious right to practice their religion on a Christian altar, then you cannot invade our chapel and desecrate that Christian altar. But the Obama administration doesn't care. They're doing the opposite. And they're, you know, actually holding those chaplains in jeopardy. If a chaplain refuses to turn over the keys to his chapel building, that chaplain could be court-martialed for disobeying orders, the same way that I was court-martialed for disobeying orders when I prayed in Jesus' name.
Well, and this is important. Now, this Jay Johnson, is this from the Pentagon, the Defense Department? What is his official position that he wrote this order?
Yes, he is a government employee. He is in the Pentagon. He is the top legal advisor who actually signed his name to the memo advising all the commands that they must do this now.
Is that posted up on your website, chaps? Is that something we could check out, the memorandum?
You know, if it's not there now, I will have it up by the end of the day. So go ahead and go to PrayInJesusName.org. We will research that. I'll email it to you, and you can read the letter specifically for your audience.
Well, wonderful. This is also helpful. Now, who should people call? Now, they're going to sign the petition. Again, that's at PrayInJesusName.org. And we'll have a link to the OCA website to that petition. These petitions are being sent to who then? Members?
These petitions are being automatically faxed to all 100 senators, all 435 congressmen. Now, there's an optional fee to send all those blast faxes, but your first free fax doesn't cost you anything. If you want to sign that right now at faxcongress.com, we're one of the affiliates who have posted that petition for everyone to sign free to only your congressman at faxcongress.com, and you can also create any petition about any topic if you want to use that site.
Well, and see, and why this is so important, as you know, Chaplain, we had our own U.S. Senator Rob Portman, who shocked Ohioans last month when he came out in favor of homosexual marriage, announcing that his son was a homosexual and that he now supports homosexual marriage. This is a reversal from what he had campaigned on in 2010 and really throughout his career, as he was one of the co-sponsors of the Federal DOMA when it was in Congress, as he served the 2nd District in Ohio. So it really was a surprise to us. And we sent out a letter to the senator and a public release from the Ohio Christian Alliance. And we asked the senator to consider this. When he talks about religious exemptions, the notion of religious exemptions doesn't seem to exist. The cases that you're indicating here now, even in the military, but we're going to talk about some of those out there in the public as well, a case in Florida before we get on the other side of the break, what's happening there as far as students being able to pray according to their faith. But we see many instances that have been reported in the media. For instance, those who owned a floral shop, and they've been sued again. They first were sued by the state of Washington for not basically providing services to a homosexual couple, and then now they've been sued because of the ACLU by this homosexual couple. So this is a couple. These are people that own a floral shop, and because of their religious conscience, did not want to provide for them services for their wedding. And it's not that they wouldn't sell them flowers as people coming in. They'd serve all people. But, you know, it was distinctively for a homosexual wedding, and they said, we cannot do that by our conscience. Here was a church in New Jersey that was approached by two homosexuals that want to conduct a service there, a homosexual marriage. And they said, you can't use our service. It's a Methodist church. And they're being sued. The church actually lost that case. It's being appealed. You know, the list goes on and on of where there's instances where this notion of religious exemption does not exist throughout the country. And that's what our main concern is that really homosexual marriage equates to war on Christianity.
You're right. This is a religious liberty issue. I've been following, and I reported on the case in Washington State where the florist, Christian florist, Baron L. Stutzman, was sued by the government for refusing to celebrate a homosexual wedding with her floral business. I think that's despicable. I think we need to defend her, and I'm praying that she has a victory in that case. If they're going to do these homosexual weddings, they should not have the government endorsement. And they should not be persecuting the Christians for failing to participate or turn over the keys to our buildings. That's why we're defending military chaplains. We're fighting that battle right now. We're trying to get language again inserted in the National Defense Authorization Act that was blocked last year by Senate Democrats. And I suppose Senator Rob Portman might even side with the Democrats now. If he's, you know, or endorsing homosexual marriage because his son is gay, I understand he loves his son, but does that mean he's going to now join the persecution of military chaplains who don't turn over the keys to their chapel buildings?
Well,
there are a lot of details about this.
That's right, exactly. And there's questions to be answered from the senator's office. Now, the senator seems to be insistent that he's going to press for religious exemptions for religious institutions. That remains to be seen how that will work out. Well, we're talking on the phone to former Navy chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, now Dr. Klingenschmidt, and the work that he's doing to advocate for religious freedom across the land. You're listening to Christian News in Focus. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go away.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Ohio National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And we're back with Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, the head of Pray in Jesus' Name Project. Of course, the former Navy chaplain that was court-martialed because of his stance to pray in Jesus' name, later overturned by an act of Congress, and he was exonerated, although it did end his military career, but not his fight for religious freedom across the country. And he's engaged in wonderful projects right now. We've been talking about House Resolution 343. Chaps, give us a rundown again on this piece of legislation sponsored by Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina.
Well, this bill has very simple language. It would simply permit a military chaplain, if they're outside of a Sunday chapel service, to close a public prayer according to the dictates of their own conscience. Now, if the chaplain is Muslim, let them pray to Allah. If they're Catholic, let them pray to Mary. But when it's my turn, I should be allowed to pray in Jesus' name. And it seems like that's been the sticking point. We have tolerance for all the other religions, and that language would be reflected in this bill. Let every chaplain pray according to the dictates of his or her own conscience. There's already a federal law that applies to religious services. So you're protected inside the Sunday chapel, but in my experience, if you set one foot outside of the Sunday chapel, like I prayed on a Thursday morning outside of the White House, they said, oh, you're not protected by that law because that's not public worship. Instead, I was found guilty of worshiping in public because it's on a Thursday morning. It's not on a Sunday morning. It's outside the chapel, not inside the chapel. Well, we need to close that loophole. If they're going to punish chaplains who pray in Jesus' name, if they're not inside of a Sunday church service, this bill would fix that, and we need to pass H.R. 343. We need to get some co-sponsors, and you can sign that petition at PrayInJesusName.org.
Well, we've been talking about the persecution, really, of Christians when it comes to the homosexual marriage issue, and where churches, individuals, and organizations are already facing persecution and prosecution by way of lawsuits. By the way, the ACLU is the one that's siding with the homosexual couple against the floral shop. And in a future program, I'm going to have a mutual friend of ours on the program. That's Dr. Jerome Corsi. We'll be talking about his new book, Bad Samaritans, the ACLU. And he's going to be talking about what they've been up to across the country to really try to wipe the landscape of any type of religious expression publicly. Our organization for years has fought for the public display of the Ten Commandments, the right of the First Amendment for us to be able to freely exercise our faith as Christians, and to continue the fight for the First Amendment as it is described in the Constitution. Chaplain, thank you for what you're doing. This is a wonderful work. And again, we're going to have folks sign that petition. That's it. PrayInJesusName.org is the website, and you can go there to sign the petition. But here's another instance in Vermont where a privately owned inn declined, again, a homosexual couple for their marriage reception and were sued. So, you know, this notion of a religious exemption doesn't exist. And so just because someone stated, well, there'll be religious exemptions, they don't exist. We're seeing lawsuits all across the landscape of those who object to homosexual marriage on religious grounds because of their personal convictions. And so I think this bears reckoning. I think it's important that we highlight it and basically make the public aware of it. Chaps, let's talk about this case in Florida. When we think about our young people and the fundamental right for them to be able to express their religious views, you have a school in Texas. Tell us about that situation.
You're right.
In Florida. Rather.
The Florida legislature passed a state law last year in 2012, and this is signed by the governor. It's now Florida law that says student-initiated prayer is safe at high school graduation ceremonies. And what they didn't do, however, was provide funding that if any school gets sued, then the state will defend that. Instead, the school district has to defend those lawsuits. So the atheists and the Freedom From Religion Foundation specifically smells blood in the water, and they are threatening a specific school district in St. John's County, which is near Jacksonville, Florida. And they say, if any student says a prayer at the school microphone, we're going to sue the school district. And now the school district is on the hook to defend that. And this is the same school district that has kowtowed to atheist threats in the past. They paid $140,000 in settlement costs to an atheist complainer who said their student didn't want to sing a religious song in the school musical. And, of course, they were exempt. They never had to sing the song. But then they were threatened with a lawsuit anyway, and they settled out of court. So anyway, the school district now, today, is saying we're not going to enforce that Florida law. We're forbidding the students to say a prayer at the graduation ceremony. Well, hang on. The school board cannot violate Florida law. The students are obviously free to pray at the graduation ceremony under Florida law, but the little school board thinks they can ban this because they're afraid of an atheist lawsuit? That's not right. So we have done something unique here at PrayInJesusName.org. We are offering a $1,000 reward to the first student in St. Johns County, Florida, who prays at his or her graduation ceremony on the school microphone. So the first student to do that, to violate the school board policy and take a stand and say the Lord's Prayer or say a prayer in Jesus' name on the school microphone at the graduation ceremony, we're going to give that student a $1,000 scholarship to attend the college of his or her choice. So we're encouraging students. I pray that some student in Florida has more courage than the cowardly school board who is violating their student rights.
Well, and see, again, the right of freedom of expression in the First Amendment and to express your religious beliefs, to express your ideas and opinions, that's what the First Amendment is all about. To curtail that, to limit that, is an injustice to our constitutional rights, just because someone threatens that. You know, you talk a lot of these veterans, you know, and we've honored the World War II veterans, and of course we have the D-Day Landing Prayer Act that we're going to have reintroduced again in Congress this year, and that is to add FDR's D-Day Landing Prayer at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., and there'll be future programs that will be highlighting that issue and the sponsors of it. But anyways, you talk to these veterans, and it just gets their blood up when they hear of these kinds of infringements on the First Amendment, because they said, that's why we fought. That's why we bled and died, our comrades in arms throughout the wars in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and in the Gulf Wars, is because of the defense of the constitutional rights in this wonderful American Republic. And so, chaps, what you're doing is encouraging young people to take a stand for that which has been long upheld in our country as our First Amendment rights. You know, if you don't defend this, we're going to lose it. Just little by little, those who hate the freedoms and liberties that we enjoy in this country, they'll be diminished if we don't speak up. It's important for good men and good women to take a stand, is it not?
It really is. The irony here, the atheists are not only threatening to sue the school board if they hear a student say a prayer, but the atheists are offering a monetary incentive for students to give an atheist message at their high school graduation.
Oh, I see. So you're countering that with this scholarship, this $1,000 scholarship for any student
right.
that will stand up for their religious conscience. That's wonderful. Again, direct us to the website. We just got about a minute left here with you.
Well, if people want to donate, please, I don't take a penny of salary from donations to our nonprofit, so it's not coming to me. That's going to the student scholarship. If you donate today, at PrayInJesusName.org. Again, our website is PrayInJesusName.org. We're allocating the first $1,000 donated. I think we've raised about $500 of this, but if we have just one more person give a $500 pledge, or maybe five people give $100,
all right,
at PrayInJesusName.org, we'll have that scholarship done.
Thank you, chaps. We'll have you back on. God bless you, my friend.
All right. God bless you, Chris. Thanks.
Well, you've been listening to Christian News in Focus. I am your host, Chris Long. You can hear us each week on this same channel, and we'll hope that you'll join us. You can also learn more about the Ohio Christian Alliance at ohioca.org, and or you phone us at 330-887-1922. And we'll be with you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Christian News in Focus with Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. For more information, please call 330-887-1922. That's 330-887-1922. Or visit online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. Christian News in Focus is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, where Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at their services. Sunday school is at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 11. Sunday evening services are held at 6 p.m., and the Wednesday prayer and Bible study is at 6:30. Mantua Country Baptist Church is located at 12385 Chamberlain Road in Aurora, Ohio. To contact the church, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Thank you for listening, and be sure and tune in again next week at this time for another edition of Christian News in Focus with Chris Long.